The Furnished Room by O. Henry. Restless, shifting, fugacious as time itself is a certain vast bulk of the population of the red brick district of the Lower West Side. Homeless, they have 100 homes. They flit from furnished room to furnished room, transients forever, transients in abode, transients in heart and mind. Hence, the houses of this district, having had 1,000 dwellers, should have 1,000 tales to tell, mostly dull ones, no doubt. But it would be strange if there could not be found a ghost or two in the wake of all these vagrant ghosts. One evening after dark, a young man prowled among these crumbling red mansions, ringing their bells. At the 12th, he rested his lean hand baggage upon the step and wiped the dust from his hatband and forehead. The bell sounded faint and far away in some remote hollow depths. To the door of the twelfth house, whose bell he had rung, came a housekeeper who made him think of an unwholesome, surfeited worm that had eaten its nut to a hollow shell and now sought to fill the vacancy with edible lodgers. He asked if there was a room to let.
"Come in," said the housekeeper.
Her voice came from her throat. Her throat seemed lined with fur.
"I have the third floor back, vacant since a week back. Should you wish to look at it?"
The young man followed her up the stairs. A faint light, from no particular source, mitigated the shadows of the halls. They trod noiselessly upon a stair carpet that its own loom would have forsworn. It seemed to have become vegetable, to have degenerated in that rank, sunless air to lush lichen or spreading moss that grew in patches to the staircase and was...